Listen to You broadcast. We are reporting semi-live from the NAFQ 50th Annual Conference here in beautiful Honolulu, Hawaii with Lynette Smith. How are you, Lynette?
Aloha.
Aloha indeed. Right back at you. Yeah, this is a beautiful, beautiful venue. It's actually kind of cooler today than it has been the last couple of days.
It is.
So nice.
It is. We're really enjoying ourselves. I'm out here with my CFO, and I'm out here with one of my board members. So we have a pretty good representation for a credit union our size.
And you guys, I mean, literally flew halfway across the planet to get here from the East
absolutely.
Coast.
It was a total of over 10 hours.
Was that all?
Oh. Yeah, over 10 hours to get here, but we got here.
It's well worth it. Well worth it indeed. Well, I just want to start out with some conference feedback. How's the conference going for you, and what things are you looking for here?
Well, the conference is going very well. I've enjoyed the breakout sessions. I enjoyed the general session, and both of them are really inspiring to me. And the thing is, I bought my board member, who is a new board member, and this is her first conference, credit union conference.
I met her yesterday.
Yes.
Very nice.
Kelly Kaplan.
Yep.
So she is here, and she's just gaining a wealth of knowledge. I've been introducing her to every board member that I run into or that I know.
As well you should.
So, and she's exchanging information, and she's having a good time. And this is my CFO's first, because he was a banker. We're not going to hold that against him.
No.
Tim
he's
Steve
come
Lilly.
To the good side now. Yeah.
He's coming here, and it's a good, this is his first main NAFQ conference that he's attended. So he's getting a lot out of it, too.
Right. This is a good one to start out with.
Absolutely. But what we also did, there are certain strategic initiatives that we have that when I go to the vendor area, I've already exchanged cards and some things that we had wanted to do at the board level. So I'll be executing those when I get back and doing my due diligence and vendor management to see if those are companies that I might want to work with. Another thing that I like, it's a time for you to also connect with your current vendors. So I've been able to do that and socialize with them and talk with other credit unions that are using their services too. So it's been very beneficial.
Right. And there's still nothing better than the face-to-face meeting.
Absolutely.
You know, even though we live in this digital world now, face-to-face, you still can't beat it.
Yes. I'm enjoying it.
You wanted to talk about bankruptcies. So you want to address that? What's going on? What's going on with that?
Last year, we had negative return on assets, small for, you know, we still have 16% net worth. But I've seen an increase in bankruptcies, and I'm really concerned about
what's up with that. I thought that stuff was over with back a few years ago.
And I think with the economy, when the economy went bad in 2008, I think these judges are really being more lenient. From what I can see, I've never experienced it at my credit union.
Right.
But
right.
Last year we had it, and we're seeing some this year. Also, another thing, there was an article the first part of the year, and I don't remember which magazine it was, credit union, and it talked about when you do subprime auto loans, if those loans do go bad, the NADA that you book that loan at will be substantially lower, and you have to not... You have to write off that. Even though you repo the car, you'll have to write off a substantial amount of that loan. I think that is a concern for our industry as well.
Is this kind of a nationwide trend that you're discovering?
Absolutely. That NADA, although it is a value you use to book the loan, if you have to repo it a year later, it's going to lose 50% of the value because...
Right.
You're usually getting. They're usually getting used auto loans,
right.
Which you know continue to depreciate.
So have you jumped in a little bit deeper to find the reasoning why this is occurring, and if so, what can credit unions do to kind of help out?
You know, I don't know. We had to change some of our underwriting so that we don't give the highest NAD value. We might have to give the middle, you know, because NAD gives you three different levels, three or four different levels, and so instead of doing it that. The highest level of the car, you might do it somewhere in the middle and not give them the highest value you can. And I think credit unions need to really also look at that loan to value, because a lot of their policies, they want to do 125%. You do 125%, right?
Yeah.
On a risk auto loan, right? And then that loan goes south, you're in trouble.
That's scary,
yes. And that's basically... what happened to us, and so we had to find
make some adjustments.
Right, okay. Correct.
Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah. Well, it's definitely something to look out for and keep our eye on for the rest of the year. Thank you so much for bringing that to our attention as well. So it's a really kind of cool thing. Okay, other than bankruptcies, is there anything else that's keeping you awake at night, Lynette?
Because
obviously regulations that's still here in force, and anything else that
I guess I've done, as you know, 3 testimonies on the Hill in
I know
to Dodd-Frank with NAFQ. And one section that I'd like to bring to everyone's attention, which I don't feel that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is exercising, is section 1022.
And what is that?
Section 1022 gives them, the CFPB, authority to exempt credit unions from certain parts of Dodd-Frank.
Okay.
I.e., so if you go back, and I've been the CEO here for 9 years, mm-hmm. Tom has...
Congratulations, 10 years right around the corner.
10 years right around the corner. You have, we've always been able to lend. And we're not the problem, but yet we are subjected to the problem that the banks caused for the credit union.
Right,
so this is a serious problem.
Right.
And I was at CFPB a couple weeks ago with NAFQ, and CUNA was there, so we were both there.
Yeah, they're in force.
In force, trying to talk to them about fact-finding information under, I think, 1071. And 1071 talks about how they want us to collect information on small business loans. Well, you know, we just got some relief on small business loans. Now they want us to add more and collect more information, you know. So it's just been a challenge for us. And believe it or not, we had to explain to CFPB about business loan participations, because that's helped the credit union industry.
Yeah, no doubt.
So we've been doing that for a couple of years now.
Okay.
We've seen where that's helped our net interest margin. And now we're going to be looking at some more participation loans, because if you're not lending out, you have to make that money somewhere. You have to. So that's what we're doing.
Can I ask you a question off the top of my head? As you're talking about this stuff, as you're talking about meeting with the CFPB and going up on Capitol Hill and stuff, what is the reaction from those folks regarding credit unions? Are they really listening to what our concerns?
Absolutely, or because I represent the grassroots.
Right, right.
Okay?
I'm just curious.
I represent the grassroots. They want to hear about our experiences. And I think they're very open to it. They haven't figured out how they're going to manage.
Are they like, what are we going to do with those credit union people, you know?
We're not the problem.
Right. We're a very conservative lot.
They're holding nuts to that.
Right.
I mean, when I came on board 9 years ago, I didn't have a compliance officer full time, but I do now.
Now you do, yeah.
So, you know, my resources are going. So for every dollar that I'm spending in compliance, I'd really rather spend that money in lending.
I hear you loud and clear.
Income, and it's a way of giving back to your to your members.
Right,
yeah,
right.
We have a very loyal fan membership.
And fans as well. They could be fans.
They are fans. As a matter of fact, the statistics say that the credit union industry has 108 million members.
That's excellent.
So we're growing, even despite this economy.
Right, right.
Let us continue to grow and help people.
Yep.
And that's what credit unions are all about.
I hear you.
People
I hear
helping
you.
Helping people.
Yep. Indeed. I want to wrap up here because I know you got lots of stuff to do around here.
I got to get back to my session.
Well, I won't keep you, Lynette.
Okay.
2017 outlook. Based on all the stuff that we discussed and stuff, how do you see the rest of the year shaping up? We're halfway through already.
I think it's going to be a good year for the industry.
Good.
Just as 2016 was, and I think we're going to continue on that path.
Okay.
I'm excited about it. I still think that we have challenges in regulatory burden, which are going to cost more money on our bottom line, and that's going to, as I say, take away from what we can do to our members.
Right.
So I think this is going to be a good year. The sign of it, when you look at the turnout, I mean, people coming all
a lot of people
from
here.
Hawaii,
yeah.
Credit unions are doing well, and they, you know, can afford to.
We're traveling again, you know?
Traveling again, and I think that's a good sign.
Yeah.
I was so pleased when I got here and I saw this room of maybe 1 million people. You know, you've heard that before. It was 1 million people.
It looked like it.
It looked like a million people. Like it. Yeah. So.
It was very impressive. I was pleasantly surprised with the turnout. I'm sure NAFQ was as well, and everybody
else. Every time I come, I learn something and I take something back. Yeah. And the savings that I've gotten over the years with the preferred partners, the Allied and the BFB, have proven to be so important to my credit union.
That's a great message to send.
It really is. Those preferred vendors have really helped me grow and mature and as I develop it as a CEO.
Awesome.
Okay.
Lynette, thank you so much for stopping by. It's always fun having you here and always informative as well. So thank you so much.
You're one of my favorites.
Well, thank you, Lynette. You're one of my favorites too.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Lynette Smith is back in the studio lounge for a second trip. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much. And I wanted to say one thing, and that's why we're here, to celebrate NAFQ, National Association of Federal Credit Unions, 50th anniversary. I am so proud. But I'm also, when I look back at how I've been involved in NAFQ and how I've been a member of NAFQ for over 25 years, I really wanted to thank them for all they've done in giving me exposure, training and development, and I don't think I would be the CEO that I am today if it were not for NAFQ, so thank you.
Good folks there. Good folks there. And 50 years, my gosh.
Absolutely. That's a big shout out.
It is.
Yes. Right.
Anything else to add, Lynette?
That's
so
it.
Thank you. Thanks
I
for coming
NAFQ.
Back in.
Thank you. Okay.
We all do. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Good job.